17 graphic design seniors at Pennsylvania College of Technology will be exhibiting their work as part of Design 2017, the annual student portfolio exhibition in the gallery at Penn College. The annual exhibition showcases the best graphic design, illustration, and web design work of graphic design majors in their final semester of study at Penn College. The exhibition gives students a chance to present their work in marketing, branding, advertising, and design to industry professionals and to the community. Penn College graphic design students have consistently earned recognition through their submissions to regional, national, and international advertising design competitions. A public reception for the exhibit's opening will be held on Friday, April the 28th, from 4 to 6 p.m. in the gallery, located on the third floor of the Madigan Library. The design work will be on display through May the 12th. I had the chance to speak to participating student Eliza Wyman recently at the WVIA William Sports Studio.
At the end of the spring semester, the graphic design program puts on a show for the seniors. It showcases about 8 projects from each senior, showcasing their best work that the professors think should be shown to people who are interested in coming to the gallery.
The people whose work is going to be shown, it'll all be graphic design seniors.
Yes, yes.
Which you are.
Yes, thankfully, at long last. I've been at Penn College for 4 years. The show is actually an accumulation of all the projects that we have done in the past 3 years. And in the last semester, we have a class called Portfolio, which is where we have to redesign or redo old projects to make them up to the standards that we have now as designers.
I have visited the gallery at Penn College many, many times, as have many of our listeners. They have some incredible, well-known, very, very well-established artists who exhibit at the gallery at Penn College. Mm-hmm. It must be both very exciting and slightly daunting to be there.
Oh yeah, not just compared to the other artists that are there, but also compared to the graphic design seniors from years before. The graphic design students tend to go to each senior show, and it's amazing the work that's produced every year. It really is, and it's really inspiring too to show that where you can be in just, you know, 4 years, 3 years, 2 years, and then next year you're going to be there. It's really cool.
When you first went to Penn College 4 years ago to do graphic design, did you have a different idea of what you wanted to do with this knowledge and with your degree than you have now?
I always knew I wanted to be a graphic designer since I was a junior in high school. But once you get into the program and you realize the work that goes into design and what exactly graphic design is, it's much different, because many people think that graphic design is just art that you sell. It's not. It's creative thinking and the way you stylize, and also the way that you send a message to people through forms of media and through companies and branding and other things like that. I always knew I wanted to be a graphic designer, but I never knew until I became one what exactly being a graphic designer meant.
I expect most of us are in that field where we don't know. We think you just put, so I don't know if you want to do, say your name, you put your initials and a pretty flower in the middle, and that works, right? There's a lot more to it than that.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And that's something we really don't tend to think about.
Honestly, you have to go to college, you have to learn how to design, or else you won't know or even bother to think about what design actually is.
We're going to see the exhibition of the students who are graduating in 2017. Is there a fashion in graphic design? If I go and look at this exhibit, will I see a trend? Does it go the way of other fashion things, where there's a trend to do certain things and a trend towards certain colors?
Design is always changing, and there's always a trend going on in design. So you might see a certain trend throughout all of the seniors' projects, but not every project works well with a modern trend. You're definitely going to see modern design, but you're also going to see other pieces that might look different just because that was what worked best with that particular project.
And what's fashionable at the moment?
Generally right now, it's minimalism. Very simplified shapes, geometric forms, There's actually a type of typeface called a geometric typeface, which is basically where the letters are based off of squares, triangles, and circles. That's very popular right now. Minimal as you can get, that's where you want to be.
And that trend may change in a year or two.
It could, yeah. It definitely varies. Graphic design follows what's popular, and it's hard to predict what's going to be popular.
Like everyone who sits in front of a computer, I'll look at a font and I'll have my little favorite fonts. We all have our little favorite fonts, and I don't even know why that's our favorite font. But it can change the look of something tremendously, which can change your mind about something tremendously, can't it?
Oh yeah, yes. Like a geometric typeface looks modern, like I said, so it's gonna look clean and sleek. If you had a typeface with serifs, it would look very posh and fancy. If you had a slab serif, it'd look very hard.
We get a gut reaction to letters, don't we? I mean, if somebody sends me a serious email with a font that is silly, I find it irritating.
Oh yeah, could you imagine getting a pink slip in Comic Sans?
You're going to be graduating from college very shortly now. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What do you hope to do in the years ahead?
I would like to actually move to England. Traveling has always been a big part of my life. My parents made sure that I got out of the country and saw other places. So I'd really like to move to England since I have relatives there and be able to experience a different culture as well as a different way of design. Yeah, so basically just get a job in England, see where it takes me.
You, of course, are a Brit, which people won't realise by your accent because you've been brought up here.
Yeah.
But both of your parents are British, so you're a Brit. You're going to go and invade home and astonish them with your graphic design skills. Is it tough in this day and age to get work in graphic design?
It's not tough to get work. Everybody needs graphic design. It's good to get consistent work. Anybody can freelance, but not everybody can get a job in a design firm or do in-house design for a company. So design is a very competitive field.
And I know that you have recently won some awards.
Quite a few juniors and seniors in the graphic design program entered something called the Addies. Six of us got chosen for awards. I believe there are 20 awards total that were available to the student category, and Penn College took away 10 of them. I got a silver in packaging design for a project called Neato Burrito, which I'm hoping will be in the graphic design show. Other students had some amazing work. I know my friend Nicole, she did a suicide prevention poster that got silver. It was an incredible experience from beginning to end.
Well, we're so looking forward to coming and seeing this exhibit at the gallery at Penn College. When does the exhibit open?
The exhibit opens April 28th, and there's actually an opening reception from 4 to 6. The exhibit will be open from the 28th to the 12th.
Eliza Wyman, speaking about her work as a graphic design student at Penn College. 17 graphic design seniors at Pennsylvania College of Technology will be exhibiting their work as part of Design 2017, the annual student portfolio exhibition in the gallery at Penn College. A public reception for the exhibit's opening will be held on Friday, April the 28th, from 4 to 6 p.m. in the gallery, located on the third floor of the Madigan Library at the Pennsylvania College of Technology in Williamsport. And the design work will be on display through May the 12th, although the gallery will be closed on May the 7th, as well as Saturdays and Mondays. For more about the gallery at Penn College, you can visit their website, gallery.pct.edu. Thank you very much to Eliza Wyman.
And thank you, Fiona Powell.